All right, let me tell you a little bit about our ambassadorship, because the world doesn't realize what they have in us. We're special. So special. Mind-bogglingly special. In fact, I have to tell you this over and over again because it seems so unlikely. Here it is. I'm going to read a passage of scripture. I'm going to elaborate on it. And then I'm going to read you a definition of an ambassador. Hang on for this. Verse 18 of 2 Corinthians 5. Yet all is of God, who conciliates us to himself. Keep in mind, conciliation is one way. Conciliation is peace that has been made by God that goes toward humanity. The King James screws up this translation. They say God has reconciled us to himself. No, conciliation is one way. And when a person receives the conciliation, when a person comes to understand that God really is at peace with them, then they enter into reconciliation. Two different Greek words, of course, indistinguished in the common versions. The concordant version gets it right, naturally. All is of God who conciliates us to himself through Christ, that's the channel, and is giving us the dispensation of the conciliation. I've talked to you about this before. We dispense this information. And the so-called gospel, that the peace of God can be yours if the price is right, is a false gospel. The assumption with that false gospel is that God is not at peace with you, but he can be if you do the right things. No, we announce the peace of God to all humanity, irrespective of your belief in it. Thus, it's the conciliation, not reconciliation. How can you announce a reconciliation? You can't, because you don't know how the other person is going to react to it. If they react to it positively, God's really at peace with me? Yes. Wow. That's grace. That's great. Grace. That was a Freudian slip. Well, then reconciliation ensues, because the conciliation, the one way conciliation of God, and God doesn't give a crap about how mean the world is. The world can flip God the bird. They can call God names. They can do all kinds of things. God is now at peace with the world through Christ. That's what it says, through Christ. So, irrespective of human behavior, nobody, but nobody in Christianity is heralding this message. Irrespective of what you think of God, God's at peace with you. God's at peace with you. That's not the message of Christianity. It's God can be at peace with you if you do this. It's contingent upon human behavior. That's not our message. Anyone bringing that message is not. This is big. Listen to this. I'm about to utter a profundity. Anyone bringing the message of a conditional conciliation is not an ambassador of God or Christ. They're usurpers. They're posers. They've not been commissioned by God. Who commissioned them? Not God. You take it from there. Not Christ. You take it from there. It was giving us the dispensation of the conciliation. And what is it? Well, here it is. How that God was in Christ conciliating the world to himself, not reckoning their offenses to them. Rarely does Paul use language this plain. God was in Christ. God's invisible. God's intangible, inaudible. He had to send his image down here to do this work on his behalf with his full authority in his name. It's as good as God coming down here himself. That's how perfect the image of God is. God was in Christ conciliating the world to himself. Jesus Christ was his love letter. Yeah. And you don't have to accept it for this to be true. That's the gospel. Basically, this is the gospel. Basically, this is it. And when people accept it, mutual conciliation occurs, otherwise known as reconciliation. Now, the elements still must come in. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 through 4. The death of Christ, those are the details. The death of Christ for sin. So maybe I should retract that a little bit to say this is the gospel. Let's just say this is a gospel. And this knowledge that God is at peace, that leads people to 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4. That's the way I want to say it. This is a great way to interest someone in the death of Christ for sin, the nuts and bolts. Death of Christ, his entombment, and his resurrection. Don't forget that part. And you can't resurrect someone that hasn't died. God was in Christ conciliating the world to himself, not reckoning their offenses to them. That's what I meant, where the world can flip off God. They can call him names. They can hate him. They can be atheists even, and he's conciliated to them. But it's one way, mainly, because people never hear about this. Ah, now comes the ambassadors, not reckoning their offenses to them, and placing in us the word of the conciliation. We have the word of this amazing thing that happened. God's conciliated with the world. God's at peace. What do I have to do? Nothing. God's at peace with you. Just accept it. Just believe what I'm telling you, and then you can have peace with God. You don't have peace with God right now, but it has nothing to do with him having peace with you. Now verse 20. This is amazing. For Christ, then, are we ambassadors. We're ambassadors for Christ. Here's this next phrase is mind-boggling. As of God entreating through us. Here's the lineup. Here's the hierarchy. God, Christ, us. Nothing in between. Let me say that again. God, Christ, and us. The big three. We, as members of the body of Christ, who understand this message, are the only ambassadors of God and Christ on this planet. The Christians aren't ambassadors of God and Christ. They have a wrong message. They were not sent by God and Christ because they're proclaiming not the conciliation, but the condemnation. They're proclaiming the condemnation, how that God was in Christ, daring the world to believe in him or else suffer eternal consequences. That's their message. Who sent them? God didn't send them. Christ didn't send them because it's an illicit message. It's a bogus message. It's false. They are not ambassadors. They're posers. They're fakers. And they're going to be tossed out of the embassy. How dare they even approach the sacred embassy? They're usurpers. Get out of here. Get them the hell out of here. Ask for their ID. They don't have ID because they don't have the message. We are beseeching for Christ. I'm going to get back to that. As of God entreating through us. I got to read this definition. But wait till you hear what I have to say on this. I want to hear it myself. It's so good. We are beseeching for Christ's sake, be conciliated to God. You see, God's conciliated to you. Now you be conciliated to him. In other words, believe this message. Then there will be mutual conciliation, otherwise known as reconciliation. I know I said that 5 minutes ago, but listen, this message is so important, it bears repeating. Send this message all over the place. To your friends, to your enemies. I don't care who you send it to. Send it to your enemies. Because nobody's hearing this. That God's at peace with the world through Christ. Through the suffering of Christ on the cross. It was so horrible. Those 6 hours on the cross. It bought this peace. It doesn't come easy. Ringo Starr's song. It don't come easy. It has not come easy. It came through great suffering of Jesus Christ. I don't know who's going to receive it, but that's not my business. We just have to broadcast it. The farmer takes the seed, he broadcasts the seed. Some of the seed falls on fertile soil and it grows. Some of it falls on rocky ground. It doesn't flourish at all. Some of it's plucked up by the birds. The birds represent evil. Satan comes and plucks it up. Satan is in a wrestling match with a lot of your friends and loved ones. As soon as they hear this, it pulls on them. It has to, really. If they heard this message about the conciliation and that you, of all people, are an ambassador. Hey, I didn't invent this. I didn't make myself an ambassador. I just believed this message. I saw it in a good translation. I'm using the Concordant Literal New Testament here. That's where you see conciliated, because it confuses you. If you say that God has reconciled the world to himself, reconciled, that's two ways. What do you mean God's reconciled? The world hates God for the most part. God hasn't reconciled the world to himself. He's conciliated the world to himself. Yes, it's one way. But I like that it's one way. And the love of God is unstoppable. This is the beauty of agape. That's the Greek word used for the love of God. Is that it does not consider the worthiness of its object. It just goes out and loves. It just slathers you with love. Just drools love all over you till it drips down. And it doesn't care whether you're a good person, whether you're a nice person. This is why it doesn't care. Is because all humanity comes down to two individuals, Adam and Christ. I know I keep saying this, but this is so good. I might say it in a different way right now. Adam and Christ. These are the major players. They're the only players that you need. Everybody else is wrapped up in them. Your fortune's wrapped up in two people. And I'll say this to anybody watching this video who's maybe hearing this stuff for the first time. You're just not that damn important. And by that, I mean that you are condemned in Adam, Romans 5, 18 and 19. Read those two verses. You are condemned in Adam. But Jesus Christ justified the same people that were condemned in Adam, which is everybody. Jesus Christ is called the second Adam. All humanity is an Adam. Adam is a representative of the whole. Jesus Christ is a representative of the same whole. Adam was the representative man, the first one. Everybody that exists, everybody listening to this, you came from Adam. He didn't come from monkeys. No, evolution's false. Genesis is history. Anyway, Jesus Christ undid the curse of the first Adam. He's called the last Adam. We don't need another Adam. All humanity was in Adam. Then all humanity came into Christ. Romans 5, 18 and 19. 1 Corinthians 15, 21 and 22. Read these verses. You'll be amazed. You've never heard this stuff, possibly. I'm an ambassador of this message. And I'm happy to be that. And I thank God that I'm that. God, I got so much to say about as of God entreating through us. I'm going to save that for tomorrow, because you won't believe how amazing this is, that God is actually entreating the world through us. This is an amazing privilege. It's an amazing honor. Don't mean to put a lot of pressure on you, but it's not up to you anyway. But wow, what a calling. Listen to this definition of ambassador here. An official envoy, especially a diplomatic agent of the highest rank, accredited to a foreign government or sovereign as the resident representative of his or her own government. I'm going to stop there and elaborate on that. Official. I told you there are many posers that say, we're ambassadors of Christ. Okay, give me your message. Well, believe in God or go to hell. Sit down and shut up. Sorry, that's not the message. A diplomatic agent of the highest rank. Yes, I told you it's God, Christ, and us. God, Christ, and us. We of the body. We few members on the planet today of the body of Christ. We're accredited by Christ. We're given the seal of approval. Good housekeeping. Ain't got nothing on us. How about God, Christ, and us? Accredited to a foreign government. We are here in a foreign land. We are not under the jurisdiction, well, relatively we're under the jurisdiction of this land, but we don't officially belong here. Like, we're from another place. I'm not saying we were once in heaven with God and we came down. No, but we have been made aware during our lifetime that God has chosen us early to be part of his reconciled universe. we've come into this information of the conciliation of God first among all human beings. Christians don't even have it. And now we are the spokespeople of this message, and we're heralding it in a foreign land. We are aliens here. Hebrews talks about people who are like transients. They're aliens. Out of place. We're misfits. We're on the island of misfit toys. Here we don't want to stay. This is the island of misfit toys. And we're about to be taken out of here by Santa Claus. But until that time, we have a message. We're sovereign. We're appointed by a sovereign. We're not sovereign. We're appointed by a sovereign. Here's a great thing. For a special and often temporary diplomatic assignment. It's temporary. This assignment is temporary. That's good news for you. It's kind of bad news for the rest of the world, because the rest of the world only has a limited window to accept our testimony. I've told you many times, this message of Paul's, this grace of God that's being announced today, this is a new thing. It started when Paul was called in Acts chapter 9. It continues till today, but it's the window's about to be closed. This administration, this window of grace did not always exist. A lot of time before that, it was like the law of Moses. And before Abraham was called, it was just your conscience. And you just did the best thing. You looked at the stars. Oh, there must be a God. And you just got a general idea. And then God got more specific, gave more of his truth to Abraham, started to reveal himself to the people Israel. Then Paul comes along, and now we have the deepest look into the deepest recesses of the heart of God that anybody's ever had. And we're the latest beneficiaries of this information, and we're giving it out as God gives us breath. That's freaking temporary. I like that. It's temporary. An official representative traveling abroad as ambassadors of goodwill. We are ambassadors of goodwill. You know what evangel means? It means well message or a good message. We have a good message. What's that message? Turn or burn. Hurry up and believe in Jesus, or you will be eternally separated from God. Christ, that's not the message. That's not a message of good. That is a message of evil. It is a false message. Here's the message. God is at peace with you right now. What do I have to do? Nothing. It's been won by Jesus Christ. It was done by the last Adam. You were screwed up by the first Adam. The last Adam rescued you. You're eventually going to be saved with God for eternity. Right now, he's at peace with you if you accept that peace. Here's the difference between our message and the Christian message. They say you have to accept it or it doesn't apply to you. No, we're saying it already applies to you. If you accept it, you come into a blessed realization of it. And you get to enjoy the practical benefits of feeling that God's at peace with you, instead of ready to pull out the rug from under you, making notes to see whether you're naughty or nice, ready just to crush your skull if you have an evil thought or something like that, waiting for you to screw up. That's the Christian God. Oh, that's not the God I'm telling you about. I'm telling you about a God who's at peace with you. And I got a lot more to say about this. Oh my gosh, I got a lot more.